Welcome back to another episode of Afternoon Delight. Yes, it's Kyle Rush. It's Ben Taylor. The whoop gets me.
Now we just put two and two together, the intro and the product in the middle.
There you go. When you bring it back, it just gets me fired up. Welcome back. We got a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
I teased something at the end of the show yesterday, and I talked about it a little bit on my show today, this morning, but I want to have a back and forth, okay? So there's not a lot to talk about in July, let's just be honest. But yeah. Media days is always a big focus. And yesterday, literally as we were recording, Auburn football dropped the selections for media day. And it's, unless you've been living under a rock, it's Byron Brown, which that was an obvious one. The other two, I think, were kind of a surprise to a lot of people, is you had Alex McPherson and you had Champ Anthony, okay? And I think that is absolute genius for a multitude of reasons. And Ben, you're a media guy.
Yeah.
So you'll understand these more than the average person. So I'm going to give you my reasoning why, but like I want you to give me your first gut reaction on the picks. And if you think I'm kind of overreacting, that they're
okay,
really, really good picks.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, well, so
I'll give you my reasoning after.
Oh, your reasoning after. Okay. Yeah. Well, as a media person, so I'm a little split on this.
Okay.
Number one, I'm so happy he chose Byron Brown.
Yeah, and I mean, that was, he was never not going to choose Byron Brown.
He wasn't, but it's not necessarily a given, but he's a first-year quarterback, a transfer that came in, so there's always that chance you're like, okay, does he take three of the rollovers from the previous administration, or does he let any of his guys go? Because I can tell you from the media standpoint, we always want the quarterback, regardless if it's
– I mean, they took Jackson Arnold last year, didn't they?
Yeah. I mean, if it's good, bad, or indifferent, you want the quarterback. And as a matter of fact, there are media people already upset because SEC in general, they are basically – they give permission of when the schools can launch what three they're bringing. And there are a few schools that are not bringing their starting quarterback, one of which is LSU. And Lane Kiffin is – people are already saying that he's doing that just to troll the media because they figured that he would have way too – people would have made way too many questions with him committing, decommitting, then committing again back to LSU. So I love that Byron Brown's going. I also love the Champ Anthony going because I think you always got to have somebody on defense and you've got – a holdover from the, you know, from the previous head coach, but a guy that clearly is in tune with DJ Durkin and handles himself well. I mean, just from watching other interviews with him, he's going to be a great interview. He's, I don't want to say intense, but he's kind of a no nonsense. He's not going to get up there and give a bunch of cliche answers. And you love that as a media member, because you don't want the cliche answers. So I like him. Plus I like the fact that, you know, he likes Durkin, so you're going to get some great questions of how important it is that Durkin's back, and he's going to be able to answer those, I think, adequately and paint a good picture for Auburn. The McPherson one I'm torn on a little bit.
Okay.
And it's not because he's a kicker.
Okay.
I think from a PR standpoint, it's genius because you're throwing out somebody they can't beat up. Because the media is not going to be able to beat him up. And not that they would anyway, but he's got a story to tell. It's been featured on ESPN. It's been featured on College Game Day. It's been written about by Sports Illustrated. There's probably a daggone book that's being written right now that'll come out later on in his life that he'll be able to
both
make
of
money
them
off of.
Champ Anthony does too.
Yes, yes. And so that is, as far as what you were talking about, genius aspect, and I don't know if this was Golish's idea, if this was the media relations idea, combination of both, but it is going to soften the blow of, because he'll have to answer questions about who he brought. So he gets to tell the McPherson story from his eyes of coming in and what he's learned about him since he's been there. And they only give you so much time, Kyle. So if he's able to parlay that, he'll be able to kill 10 minutes of –
Alex one answer could be 10 minutes.
Yes.
One answer about Alex McPherson could be half the press conference.
Yes. And so this is going to allow him to dodge bullets of what he's caught some flack for about, well, him saying, well, I hadn't played Alabama yet. When people have tried to, you know, bait him into saying things bad about other programs, he goes, don't know, haven't played them yet. So they'll have
how many wins do you think you'll have, or how many, how long until you beat Alabama? Like all those stupid questions.
They're going to ask him to throw Hugh under the bus, and he's not going to, because he didn't coach with Hugh. They're going to try to, as bad as it sounds, because it's part of my business, but podcasters, media members, writers, feature story people, some of them, their main goal when they go to Media Days in Tampa this year is to get that gotcha quote that will float them into the fall.
Yeah.
And so these kids get asked, and coaches get asked, some of the stupidest stuff in that, what they call the internet meeting room, because, I mean, they'll ask him, like when you and me and you making fun of him staying in a hotel, why wouldn't you stay with your family? Why did you stay at a hotel when you first got there to work? Like they're going to do something to try to ruffle his feathers, piss him off, so they can get that I got you quote. And I think that the three players he's got, he and Brown have a relationship clearly over the last few years. So that's going to be an easy one, because he knows Brown's not going to say anything that's going to throw him and the staff under the bus. And he's not going to say anything to throw Brown under the bus because of the relationship. The McPherson story is just such a great feel-good story. They can't pick on him, and he's little. So you also can't – then you become a physical dirt bag as well as a journalistic dirt bag if you pick on him. And then Champ Anthony, he's done nothing wrong. He's one of those great defenders that's had a clean –
he's just had bad luck with injuries.
Yeah, but as far as everything he's done off the field and on the field, there's no scandal. They can't they can't point to him and go, why were you speeding? Why did you let your teammate speed? Why were you in the car with your teammate when he got pulled over going 190? They don't have any of that. Exactly. So it's three good choices. The McPherson one was just I laugh at it because I'm like, man, one, that's genius. That's evil. As a media member, I'm sitting there going, I wish he hadn't have done that. But as an Auburn fan, I'm going, that's freaking genius.
Yeah. So, and that's kind of where I was going with this. You know, the old saying in golf on the PGA Tour, you can't win a tournament on Thursday, but you can lose it on Thursday. You can't really win. You're not going to win a championship during media days, but you can create locker room.
Yes.
Talk. You can create what do they call it when they nail the quote up on the billboard material. Yep. You can create billboard material. You can create maybe even some distractions.
Yep.
So what better way to do that than essentially having, I don't know what
you call it. The three least
distractive. It's not camouflage, but you got like a bulletproof vest on.
Yeah.
When you throw a guy like Alex McPherson out there, because think about this, he's going to be asked, what are the main questions he's going to be asked? He's probably going to be asked about his health, which is,
that's going to
eat up time.
Yep.
Okay. And then he was on the previous staff and now he's on the new staff. Okay. So he's got multiple, I think, special teams guys that he can talk about. And then he's got a new special teams guy that he can talk about. So everything's, and then head coach, obviously, everything's going to be like, how is it different? You know, you were there before, you were there after. So you're going to kill time talking about his health, which is great. His health is really good, and it's a great story. And all the questions are probably going to be pretty glowing, I would imagine, as far as like from before to till now. So that was genius. Similar story with Champ Anthony. He's had two freak injuries.
Yeah.
You know, he had the leg injury, and then last year he had the thumb or the hand that messed him up. I mean, kind of got to have hands as a DB early in the season, and never seems – he just hasn't seemed to have that break yet, but he's still like a team favorite. Even with all of this upheaval and with all of this change, he's still there. And it's a lot of the same before and after stuff too. Now – Durkin's still his guy, you know, still the defensive coordinator. So there's not much change there, but he can give you a perspective of what the offense was like.
Yes.
From the defensive player's eyes and the way it was ran previous to the way it's run now. I thought that was genius. And both those guys are older. They're both like seniors, I think, and they can.
McPherson's married.
Yeah, and they're not gonna say anything dumb.
No, you know
what I mean, they're not emotional guys.
Even Brown's older. I mean, he's
a fifth year.
Yeah, he's a fifth year guy. So they're not gonna get up there and. I mean, here's what everybody would have been calling for. Not that I'm glad he transferred because he's such a great talent. But, you know, like Cam Coleman, everybody would have wanted him to go. They're going to start asking about him wearing two watches. They're going to be like all non-football stuff. And he's taken three guys that they're going to be asking. It's basically going to be football stuff because even McPherson, it caused him to miss games. It caused him to lose weight. It was a freak thing that took place, and he was in the hospital, and his team rallied around him, and he's got a great story, and he's not going to say any cuss words, you know, that get used and highlighted a little bit later. And your kicker also, you talked about that bulletin board material, Kyle. Not billboard, bulletin board. The bulletin board material. That the kicker ain't going to give any bulletin board material because he's not out there on – third and short, that he can talk bad about the opposing quarterback or offensive line or vice versa, defensive line or DB. So I think it was genius from an Auburn fan standpoint, from a media standpoint. I was like, man.
I wanted Xavier Atkins to go, but like he could say something that you might regret. And I mean that in the best way possible because he's – like that interview with Takiyo Spikes, you know what I mean? Like,
isn't he the one that says he's hearing a lot more MFers out there on the field?
Yeah. Like, he might say something that you got to kind of go back and throw some baby powder on. You know what I mean? Like after the fact. I mean that in the best way. So no, I think it was genius. Clearly, a strategy was. They were looking at a particular strategy. Weren't necessarily going for. Like mega headlines, they were going for mega safe. And, you know, I think that's smart. I think that's really, really smart in media as far as media days go. Go ahead.
Hold on before you switch and to go back to media days. Here's another thing that's going to protect Auburn. And I don't know that we don't have the draw yet. I don't think of who's going what days and all that kind of stuff. I hadn't seen that out.
I think Golish goes first on Tuesday.
Oh, that'd be great. You always want to be first or you want to be last, one of the two. It's because there is a such thing as called winning SEC media days. That's a little thing in the media. Okay, if you had to pick somebody that won, who's it going to be? Mm-hmm. And if you're first or last, you have an opportunity to win it. Because if you get out there first and you say everything like you're supposed to, then it sticks with everybody. And then if you're last, you can wrap up media days being basically the media darling of
the last thing they remember.
You learned what everybody else did wrong during their media days, and you're able to fix that on the
last. You're able to see the reactions on the internet.
Yeah, so you want to be first or last. And what he's got going for him is nothing against Summerall, but some of the actions that he took, that he's going to be asked about those with some of the hokey stuff that he did because media members are going to ask him. Lane is going to be Lane. They're always going to do something. And I've said before, the sneaky one that nobody ever thinks of, the wild card, is Eli Drinkwitz. There I am with that name again. And that's because Drink thinks he's like a stand-up comedian, so he's going to say some off-color things that are going to get his mouth in trouble while he's there. So as long as you got guys like that that are going to be going to or going around you, it will help you look a little bit better too. So I could something go wrong? Yes. I think this is a very smart / easy way to get through this offseason without any bulletin board material showing up on other people's campuses because of something your players said.
Yep. I want to switch gears for just a second. Ben, you remember a couple of days ago the conversation we had when we walked through the schedule and picked out who – okay, let me back up really quick. Let me ask you this question, Ben. Why – wouldn't you take a quarterback? What's a reason you may not take a quarterback to media days?
The thing that I would say is he's either got some skeletons in the closet that could be brought out because everybody's going to take a dig at him. And he's up there all alone. You don't get to hold hands with your coach. You go off on these separate questionnaires in these meetings. He's not a very good speaker. We've seen that take place at other media days, not necessarily SEC. If he's a true freshman quarterback, you don't take him because you just it's one of those deals that it and the only other reason you don't take him is what Summerall's dealing with, what Alabama's dealing with, and that is they don't know who their quarterback is.
There you go. Either so, they don't know, or maybe the quarterback is not necessarily going to be is not really thought of as a strength of the team.
Or you don't want to tip your hand if you're going, if you're trying to decide between two. Sure. You don't want to tip your hand. Because if it, the guy that goes, everybody's going to expect to be out there day one, game one. And if that ends up not happening because the other guy has a better fall camp, that's going to make you look bad as well. So that's another reason.
So there's seven teams in the SEC, if I've counted this correctly, that are not taking a quarterback.
Yep.
I think Auburn plays five or six of them. Mm. I'm looking through it right now. So Vanderbilt, one. Tennessee, two.
I don't think they know who their quarterback is. No, is he a freshman? He's a true freshman, isn't he?
He it's a true freshman and a redshirt freshman that's battling.
Yeah.
LSU, three, which that one, doesn't, I don't really count that one too much.
Yeah, but that's the one that I don't understand. There's
Florida, four.
Yeah, they don't know.
Arkansas, five. Alabama, six. So there's actually eight teams not taking a quarterback, and Auburn plays six of them. So I think –
so you're taking me back to the conversation of who's the best quarterback.
Okay, no, not – well, not necessarily that. There's eight teams that aren't taking a quarterback. Auburn plays six of them. That, to me, kind of lends credence to the conversation we had when we were walking through the schedule and talking about – which team has the better quarterback situation. And we fit, like, when you look at it that way, it feels like other than Ole Miss, and I personally gave LSU and I gave, what was the other one? A half, Georgia. I gave them both a half. So I said 10 out of 12 games, Auburn's going to have a better quarterback situation. And to me, this kind of lends credence to that, at least.
This backs it up. I agree with that.
I think this backs it up a little bit.
Also, this backs up mine and yours with the partial half on LSU.
Because he's
been around long enough. He should be at SEC Media Days. And I know that everybody goes, oh, it's his first year. This is his opportunity. This would have been an opportunity for Lane Kiffin to run cover by putting him out there and him talk about how much he's learned under Lane since he's gone through spring and since he's gone through summer workouts. I mean,
he was the number one player in the portal.
Exactly. Like he should be there. Lane is doing this to troll the media. In my opinion.
That would not shock me. But that's all I really had today. I wanted to talk about how genius I thought those picks were and kind of go through some of the other schools. And it just kind of further strengthens that, man, oh, man, if Byron Brown is as good as we think he is, Auburn's going to have a chance to win a lot of these games this year. Doesn't mean they will, but they have the recipe that you need to have to be able to win these games. So
I've said before, Kyle, by this staff and what I've seen, we always talk about how many games these last three seasons Auburn has been in and come close but not finish. I mean, that was a huge thing. We're close. I think this staff is different in the fact that I don't think not finishing is an option with these guys. I think this staff is, if we're close, it's better than a chance. We're going to give them hell, and we're going to make sure we put our best foot forward and look – as bad as it sounds, like Saban used to say, because losing sucks worse than how good it feels to win. And I think this staff has that kind of mentality.
I hope so. Could be fun if that's the case. Ben, we're going to get out of here. Make sure you like and subscribe and check out the YouTube Premium page. If you're listening on audio, you go sign up for the Premium. You get to watch this video on video. That made no sense. You get to watch this
on the worldwide internet web. You get to watch it.
Exactly. And all the other content we're putting out. Guys, y'all have a great rest of the day. We'll talk again soon. War Eagle.
War damn Eagle.